You are listening to Unsocked on UCC's 98.3 FM. On today's show, I am joined by Ethan and Kira from the UCC Clubs and Societies Ball Subcommittee. So I'm just going to let you introduce yourselves, kind of what it is that you do. Go ahead so that I don't have to talk because my throat is very sore.
I wonder why that could be.
No comment. It's the hussy hustle.
I'm Kira. I'm the Public Relations Officer on the Clubs and Socks Ball Subcommittee. I shitpost on the Instagram. Sorry.
We are, what, 1 minute into this?
At least I didn't say content.
Okay, we'll be back right after this song. Everything is awesome.
Get my body in chocolate frosting. 3 years later, I shot the frosting. Smelling like a blossom, everything is awesome. Stepped in mud, got new brown shoes. Awesome to win and it's awesome to lose. Awesome to lose. Awesome to lose. Awesome to lose. Awesome to lose.
Everything is better when we stick together. Everything is awesome. Everything is cool when you're part of the team. Everything is awesome when we're living our dreams.
Blue skies, bouncy springs. We just named two awesome things. A Nobel Prize, a piece of string. You know what's awesome? Everything. Dogs and fleas. Allergies. A book of Greek antiquities. Brand new pants. A very old vest. Awesome items are the best. Trees.
Everything is awesome.
Welcome back to Unsocked on UCC's 98.3 FM. Before Ethan introduces himself, there's something that we need to say to the public.
My bad. Again. Very sorry to the public. Again. Promise it won't happen a third time.
Ethan, so I'm Ethan Hussey. I'm the chair of the Clubs and Socksball Subcommittee. I basically just am a firefighter, like putting out all the fires that Kira starts. If you couldn't tell with the song before this, the theme of the Clubs and Socksball is the Lego Movie. It took us so long to come up with that theme.
When are you going to announce the theme, guys? When's it happening?
We're going to announce the theme after the ball.
Does the theme have a ball?
Does the theme have a ball? I don't
does
think
it bounce?
So. Does it bounce? Oh.
Why can you hit a ball bounce? With a sock but not a club? Fuck, no. Why can you hit a ball with a club but not a sock?
And here we go again.
I'm so sorry.
the ball is happening. It's happening on the 21st of March, few weeks away.
So the first thing I wanted to ask is, who came up with the theme? How did you decide on it? Do you want to maybe give like a first like look, like inside look to people of what other potential teams might have been? Like what was rocking around your heads?
There's like a 4-page document of just title or team titles. And basically what we did was we just went through everything that came to mind. Like even at some point, someone was just listing every single Disney movie ever made.
The Lego movie was also, it was Owen, the vice chair of the subcommittee. They said it as a joke. And then people kind of went, no, wait, you're onto something.
Yeah. And then basically put it to a vote. And I can't remember. I think it was that or Super Mario.
It was the Lego movie Super Mario or Pirates of the Caribbean.
Yeah.
Oh, all would have been very good themes.
So these were all the themes that I just started spreading around as fake ones.
Engineers was also quite a common fake theme.
Me and Adam told around. People the theme was photocopiers.
Yeah.
And like, absentee fathers.
But
there was there was a lot of things said in the office.
But like, I love the way everyone was just like, oh yeah, okay. And just kind of rolled with it.
Like, yeah, that's the theme. Printers, that makes sense. And now that I think about it, that does make sense because there's a printer within the Lego movie, isn't there?
Yeah, there's everything within the Lego movie.
There's everything like, and everything is awesome.
Yeah.
Wow. I set that up so perfectly. Amazing. So I'm just going to ask, do you have any song requests that you want to play? I'm going to put you on the spot. Doesn't have to be Lego themed. Doesn't have to be Pond.
I think Ed Sheeran Lego House.
Every night when I close my eyes, I see a ginger man named Edward Sheeran. Please tell me you've seen that. Is that?
Nope.
No.
What?
We're old.
Okay, I'm going to play this song and then after the break, I'm going to play that audio for the elderly in the room.
Womp womp.
I'm going to pick up the pieces and build a Lego house. If things go wrong, we can knock it down. My three words have two meanings, but there's one thing on my mind. It's all for you. And it's dark in a cold December, but I got you to keep me warm. If you're broken, I will mend you, and I keep you sheltered from the storm that's raging on now. I'm out of touch, I'm out of love. I'll pick you up when you're getting down. And out of all these things I've done, I think I love you better now. I'm out of sight, I'm out of mind. I'll do it all for you in time. And out of all these things I've done, I think I love you better now. You on a wall, and it's so hard to say it, but I've been it before. Now I'll surrender up my heart and swap it for yours. I'm out of touch, I'm out of love. I'll pick you up when you're getting down. And out of all these things I've done, I think I love you better now. I'm out of sight, I'm out of mind. I'll do it all. December, but I got you to give me boom. If you're broken, I will mend you, and I keep you sheltered from the storm that's raging on now. I'm out of touch, I'm out of love. I'll pick you up when you're getting down. And out of all these things I've done, I think I love you better now. I'm out of sight, I'm out of mind. I'll do it all for you in time. And out of all these things I've done, I think I love you better now. I'm out of touch, I'm out of love. I'll pick you up when you're getting down. And out of all these things I've done, I will love you better now.
That was Ed Sheeran with Lego House. I think that's the first Ed Sheeran song that's been played on this show.
yeah, I'm never going to be asked to do this again, am I?
You're worse than me at this point.
Okay, so the next big thing that I think needs to be talked about, because I'm sure you've been inundated with questions since the post went up yesterday.
Real.
Tickets. How can people get tickets? What's required? What do people need to do? Can they plan? Can they camp out overnight? Can they pitch tents in the Students' Union garden? What's happening?
That'd actually be really funny.
That was that was someone's plan.
Like, why? Like, the queue's not going to be that long. So basically, tickets are on sale on Tuesday, the 5th of March. We're starting at 8:30, but you're not allowed to queue up before 8:00. So kind of, it's in the SU common room, and we have a little map done on the Instagram. It has like a Lego trail, basically just showing you where to queue up and how to queue. And then it's card only, so we'll have loads of like card machines to take payments and stuff. Fulls are only €45, the cheapest ball of the year, and afters are 30. And I think, is it for the committee members?
So committee members only can buy fulls, and you're going to need to be able to log into your respective portal, whether it's clubs or SOCs. If you're on more than one committee, you are still just the one fella. You can still only buy 2 fulls and 4 afters. And if you haven't been added to the portal by your chair, your captain, get them to do it. Like, I'm so sorry, but womp womp. Like, yeah. If you can't log in, you're not getting a ticket.
And basically what we'll be doing is, while you're all queuing up, 2 people would be going around, hey, can you log into your portal? And then basically if you can, you get a little stamp.
Oh, okay.
So you go up and you're like, oh, can I get 2 fulls? And I'll be like, oh, where's your stamp?
Will people need their student cards to prove that, like, it's them? Like, let's say, not to say someone would, but if someone's like, hey, give me your login.
Well, they kind of have to show us, like, them on the portal.
Yeah, but like, if you go, like, give me your email and password and I'll log in and get your tickets for you, do they need to show that it's actually them? Or as long as they can log in, can they log in?
Like, we won't be, we'll ask for student cards.
Okay.
Like, just prove, it's just so that
people know to bring the student card with them. Because I know if it was me, I would forget my student card at home.
But even like your name, and usually like most people know, like the execs who will be selling the tickets, they kind of know who's on the clubs and societies. Like in previous years, nothing was checked and kind of caused chaos.
Yeah.
So like we will be checking student cards, or at least something to prove, I am this person.
So the next thing that I feel is kind of, at least was on everyone's minds leading up to it, that I wanted to talk about was the theme reveal. Does the ball have a theme? You know, you're being asked that 10 times a day. Yeah. I wanted to just give you the opportunity to talk about what that experience is like, because I imagine as just students yourselves who are volunteering, that must have been very stressful.
Harrowing.
It was so surprising, because even last year, the team was only decided in February. So if people were asking us back in semester one, the team usually wouldn't have been decided back then. It was only this year we kind of decided it in like September. From the get-go, we were like, grand, team, done. Now we have to organise a ball. While in previous years, it was like, we organised the ball, then picked the team. So we decided to kind of change it up. But that's kind of why we were lying about the team and telling people different things. But like, even with most balls, the team gets announced a month before. We're not going to change anything. We're not going to be like, oh yeah, 6 months before the ball, oh yeah, the team is this. Like, people will just not be interested in that then. It was like, it went into a bit of a joke, which is okay. But like at the beginning, it was very much like, guys, come on. It's just another ball, you know, please. You're not going to dress up for the team, or if you are, like, good luck. Like, you're still going to know that a month before. Like, even, let's just say with, like, arts ball. Like, if you're dressing up for the team, you know a month before. And that's
arts ball was 3 weeks and nobody complained.
Yeah. Like, most balls are.
The thing with this team as well is that there was very much an element of, like, me and Ethan and the other people on the subcommittee having to be like, yeah, we are also just people, by the way. And it's never that deep.
It's just a ball.
The end of the day, it is just a ball. A big ball.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm so tired today.
What's a nice club like you doing in a ball like this?
Okay, so to go on from that very sad topic, you know, about you being students, here's
so sad.
Here's everything's not awesome.
Everything's not awesome.
Whoa, I think I finally get Radiohead.
Bro, you should check out Elliot Smith.
What's the point? There's no hope. Awesomeness was a pipe dream.
My spirits be at the bottom of the sea.
Love's not real, I just wanna eat carbs past the ice cream.
I'm not a thing you can just use to fill emotional voids with.
Stop, everyone, okay, just listen. Everything's not awesome, but that doesn't mean that it's hopeless and bleak. Everything's not awesome, but in my heart I believe.
We can make things better if we stick together.
We stick together.
Side by side, you and I, we will build it together.
Pointe-à-Tree FM.
Hi there, my name is Sinead Wolfe and I'm the chairperson of UCC Nightline. Nightline is a free phone, non-judgmental, non-advisory and confidential listening service run by students for students. The phone lines are open Sunday to Thursday, 9 p.m. to 1 a.m. during each term. Our service also has an online chat function if you feel uncomfortable talking on the phone. Nightline is here to listen to any problems that you have, whether it's related to your course, your personal life, or if you just want somebody to talk to. Our phone number is 1800 32 32 42 and can be located on the back of your student card. You can find our website with our messaging service by looking up UCC Nightline. Whatever is on your mind, we are here to listen.
Gach mórt ona cargadina cuaig leis na ciúméids ar UCC nó go 8.3 FM. Gach seachtan, plain maeve, Eva agus Lorraine, cúrsaí gaelinga agus faibin a saer. Cormid ian na speciálta fai aglaf agus galor ela. A ciúl ó vani is ciúltóri éirnacha, scéalta granúra lenar agni antín, agus sopiki samúla. Is cinta gwein crack cord sis cora leis na ciúméids gach seachtan. Is féidir tachtaring ar Instagram agus bíin an clár ar fáil ifar an podcréla ar Spotify. Sinead na ciúméids, gach mórt ó na cahargrína cúig.
UCC 98.3 FM.
Welcome back to Unsocked on UCC's 98.3 FM. Next, for the exciting part, never before seen revealed, because this hasn't been posted yet, talk about the events coming up.
So a lot of societies actually...
I've just realised our society's going to find out through this before... being contacted and told what the events are.
Yes, non-zero, that's what I was chance. About to say.
Incredible. Do you want to post on the Instagram, hey, we're revealing what the events you've all signed up for are right now, live
to
on
everyone
air.
Except Enviro, who found out this morning.
Yeah, I kind of sent an ominous email around. First, it was Kira being like, oh, we have an event that you might enjoy.
And then I got all the dates wrong in all of those emails. And it all had to be recent.
And then I sent out one, was it like last week, and was like, following up, and they were like, what is the event?
We still think you might enjoy it.
Yeah. So like the first one we're doing, it's Lego. So we're going to be building loads of Legos. Like we got loads of Lego flowers for decorating the ball, and we're not going to build it. We'll get everyone else to build it for us.
Free labor,
you know. But like that'll be a fun little event next week to get people hyped, and everyone loves building Lego.
Give days, times for anyone who might
this
be interested.
This one, the Lego making event, is on March 4th at 7 p.m. in Electrical Engineering Building L2. Oh. Then on the 5th of March, so you've all queued up, bought your tickets, and now you're like, damn, I don't know what the Lego movie's all about. On the 5th of March, we have the Lego movie screening at 6 p.m. in Boule 4. Going on from that, you're still like, damn, if only there was something else I could do relating to Lego. We've painting on March 6th, where you get to paint little minifigures on canvases, and we'll display them at the ball. So you can draw your own or paint your own little Lego man and put it up, and we'll hang it up on the ball, or just anything relating to Lego. Put your name in Lego if you want, and we'll hang it up. That's at 7 p.m. in the makerspace in the hub.
What would painting your name in Lego entail? Is that not just block capitals?
I don't know. Like, you
have
can
you ever seen a Lego brick, Owen? They have the little circles.
Yeah, you can do the little Lego brick.
Oh, so or just like, have little dots.
Yeah, like you can put your own society logo just in Lego.
Free
if
society.
You want.
Free society advert.
Yeah.
Make it textured. Make it quirky.
Yeah.
Do whatever you want.
Make an Eldritch
horror. We give you the paint. We give you the canvases. You do what you want. Then, the week after that, you're like, oh, I've watched the Lego movie. If only there was a second one. And there
is. Do I have news for you?
And it's a musical.
On March 12th, we'll be screening the second, what is it? It's the Lego movie 2.
It's the Lego movie 2, the second one. The second part, yeah.
Is it the second part or second one?
The second part.
Yeah.
Like, what a name.
Yeah.
And that'll be at 6 p.m. in Boule 4 on March 12th. And then you're like, oh, need to get ready for this ball. Have a dress, a suit. I've nothing Lego. Guess what? We have Lego jewellery making. So we'll provide loads of Lego, let people make earrings, necklaces, bracelets, whatever you want. That'll be on March 19th.
Big question regarding the Lego jewellery making. In regards to the earrings, will clip-on options be available for people who don't have their ears pierced?
We can get clip-ons. Yeah,
amazing.
That event is actually being run in collaboration with EnviroSoc and the SU, especially Dervla Richardson. She's the environmental and sustainability rep on the SU, because the week of the ball is also Green Week.
And
nothing's more sustainable and green than loads and loads of plastic bricks.
Yeah.
Correct.
Yeah, we planned this really well, didn't we?
Yes.
But the best thing as well about the decorations, so you've built all the Lego, you go to the ball, you see all the Lego. You can take the Lego.
You're going to have some Lego as a little treat.
Yeah. So, like, we'll have loads of Lego flowers that you've already made, and you can put them in your suit pocket or, like, on you, on your dress. You can do whatever you want. It's your Lego now. But only at the ball. Please don't come to the event and just rob all of our Lego.
I mean, will you be using the Lego after the ball?
No, but that's after the ball. We need it for the ball.
We don't steal the Lego at the events that precede.
Oh,
the ball.
Yeah. Yes. Okay. Real.
You can rob it at the ball.
Yeah.
You can rob everything.
Everything
the more stealing
is fair
game. You do at the ball, the less cleaning up of stuff we have.
Yeah. And then we also have details of a clothes swap. So we'll be organising this with the SU as well. Basically, just a clothes swap for dresses and suits for the ball. But that's like unconfirmed, so we don't have much details on that just yet.
My bad, the jewellery making isn't for Green Week, it's just within Enviro and Scribble.
No, the jewellery making is for
Green Week. Is that for Green Week too?
Yeah.
Okay, I thought I messed up.
No, that one is for Green Week.
You could never mess up. No mistakes, ever.
I am this subcommittee's biggest liability.
Yeah.
And you were put as the public face on social media. So that's,
yes.
Yeah. That's a really... Okay, actually, one thing I wanted to ask. All year, you've been doing ball rankings.
Yeah.
Last night, you were at Barbie Ball.
Correct.
The ranking has yet to drop. What's the ranking?
We just ranked engineering and then kind of forgot about it.
No, I thoroughly... Well, I haven't dropped the full ranking, but I did thoroughly review arts and science.
Yeah, okay. What's your quick review of Barbie Ball?
Did we go to any other balls?
No.
All right.
Food was really good. Food was yummy. I'm allergic to mushrooms and the, like, general food did not have mushrooms, which in the Rotus Down it does, so I get no sauce, which is icky. Music was very good, but I see I'm very biased towards Barbie Ball because I love the Cliffords and I'm on Femsoc. So that's what one of the reasons I didn't review it on the story, because I'm biased. But it was fantastic. The Cliffords are amazing. The Cliffords are always amazing. More local Cork bands at balls, please. Speaking of local Cork balls, bands at balls.
Balls and bands. Does this ball have a band?
Does this team have a gig?
Does the band have a theme?
Yes.
Radio.
The Cane Building.
Oh my God. Okay, so Cane's Basement. Really cool people. Have been in this radio station times.
Multiple.
Many. So this is... Ooh, which Cane's Basement song do we love?
We also do have Iris playing.
Yeah.
Iris as well. Okay.
It's Cane's Basement and Iris
We're going to play a song by both Cane's Basement and Iris. Do you want to pick first? Do you want Iris, Cane's Basement? What song? Give me a name.
Bitter by Iris.
Yeah. Bitter by Iris. Amazing. Iris... this is a very, you know, usually there's a playlist made. Last night was busy. This is
I wonder what we were doing last night.
This is, did you say Bitter?
Yes.
Yeah.
Amazing. This is Bitter by Iris.
Burn, 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 burn.
Welcome back to Unsocked. So next, we're going to discuss the ball itself. For anyone who doesn't know what a ball is, has never been to a ball.
Does it bounce?
Does it bounce? It depends if it's a bouncy ball.
Yes, on.
Yippee.
Arts student. Okay, I'm going to just let ye run through what the plan is. What's the timetable like? What can people expect by spending their hard-earned money on a Lego ticket?
Okay, so firstly, you hop on the bus. You buy a Fulls ticket. You get the bus to Rochestown. There's a lovely little reception there for you. Then there's a lovely meal with bread.
Oh, God, I love bread.
Bread and butter.
Like bread from the Rochestown Park Hotel is my Roman Empire, I think, about it daily.
Yeah. And the best thing is, no one has ever tried this. You can ask for more bread.
And they'll keep giving you bread.
If you just ask for it.
Yeah.
The bread's not limited. They'll just keep handing it over.
Yeah. Wow. Like, there was one time I didn't get any bread, and I was like, can I have some bread? And they gave me two. I was like, this is fantastic. So, you'll have your meal, have your bread. Actually, wait, before the meal, and after the reception, UCC Dance will actually be doing a performance. Then you'll sit down, have your meal. Then after that, Choral will be singing a few songs. Then kind of the thing that most clubs and societies are all waiting for is the awards. So that'll be after the meal. And then once that's done, it's straight into Kane's Basement and Iris playing. So they'll be playing for the majority of the night. Then if you get an after's ticket, you miss the meal, the reception, and the awards, but you still get to enjoy everything else about the ball. So basically the afters kind of arrive at like 9-ish, they come in, have a blast, can also enjoy Iris and Kane's Basement. We also have another band downstairs that the name is slipping my mind, and we have a few DJs as well. So
a few DJs?
Few.
You said fee.
Oh, few. I can say words sometimes. No, we have like a few DJs, a few bands, and it should be good vibes all around.
And for people that are going to Fulls, they also get to hear a bit of Ethan, Chloe and Nessa yapping.
Yeah, we do yap a bit.
Oh, you're going to be talking a lot.
Yeah. Being like, thanks for coming.
that was a great speech, you know.
But as well, with the Fulls, you do have to be a committee member, but you'll have opportunity to rob all of the Lego during the meal.
Yes.
So you can rob all the flowers, because that's where all the flowers will be. They'll be on the meal.
And they're not making it out of that meal.
Yeah. Like, I will go around and take as many flowers as I can. Like, you'll just see my pocket absolutely just lined full with flowers.
I just have a tote bag full of Lego flowers.
Yeah. Like, even when we had...
fill a sock. Sorry. Because you were asking, you were saying earlier...
Fill us off.
They're a society.
Oldest society in UCC.
That's a thing.
No, you said earlier on, why can you hit a ball with a club but not with a sock?
Yep.
If you fill a sock with Lego flowers...
I stole that from the comment section of the Clubs and Socks Ball Instagram. The chair of MTS commented that.
Yeah, there's so many comments on the page. They give me life.
I have a little chuckle, especially when everyone always asks, is there a theme for this ball?
Yeah.
That's become my favourite running joke.
It's so funny. I'm laughing on the inside. So next we're going to play a song from another band who will be playing at Clubs and Socks Ball. This is After Party by Kane's Basement.
Know what's wrong.
Kane's Basement with After Party. So now I'm just going to give the floor to you to talk a little bit about your experience organising the ball. Do you have any funny memories, favourite moments, difficult moments, if you want to talk about things that like was a learning experience?
Yeah, Ethan's researching full Irish breakfasts, so I will go first.
Wait, actually, before this, what's your favourite item on a full Irish breakfast? Go.
Oh, I'm a big beans fan.
Oh.
Yeah.
Interesting.
That's very interesting.
Is it?
Yeah.
Yeah. I want, like...
Or, like, the sausages are banging as well.
Are the beans not what makes it an English breakfast?
That's what I thought.
Yeah.
I'm English, like...
Yeah, you were born there, so I suppose that makes sense. It's in the genes.
I know, can't go wrong.
The beans are in the genes, sorry.
I do like the sausages. Yeah,
you can't go wrong with the sausages. Yeah.
And the rashers, but only if they're really crispy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I need really crispy rashers.
Okay, amazing.
first question.
I mean, organising the ball and just going out to Rochestown every like 3 weeks to meet the manager there, and he's just like, oh yeah, we'll have food as well. And I'm like, perfect, this is great. And then he just tells us stuff, kind of, not that we already knew, but like, could have been an email.
Yeah. But at least you get free food.
I know, every time. It's just like, yeah, could have been an email.
And the spin in the Sox van.
Yeah, love driving the van.
The Sox van is so cool. I gave it a great inspection last night. I did like 360s meeting, like five times. It's so cool.
In that meeting this morning, I had three of those little biscuits with that you get with the coffee. It fixed me.
Yeah.
I stole the event manager's one when he left.
Yeah.
Getting your practice in for stealing the Lego flowers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Other experiences. The gig was great.
Yeah, talk about the quiz. Talk about the gig, you know?
The quiz was a lot of fun.
Yeah.
I made a few clerical errors.
Oh.
I forgot all of the leads for the speakers. So we could only actually use one of the speakers. So one side was really loud and you couldn't hear anything on the other side. But it was okay. Yeah. I also...
Comedy Sock. Finally not winning.
Yeah.
First year in how long?
They came second, so they lost the worst.
Yeah. Like, they usually always win it. And they were like, guys, come on.
It's because they didn't have the baby this year.
Yeah, they always had the baby, you know?
Where is Maya Kelly Jr. these days?
I don't know. It's definitely in someone's
last
house.
I heard Maya Kelly Jr. was abroad.
I'll have to
I don't
ask
know
Kate.
If that's real.
Well, Kate's back.
Hopefully she makes appearance at the ball.
God, I hope so. She
that would be the move. Then also at the gig where we got Kane's Basement and Iris to play in the Vere Hall. That was huge.
Very, very good. Yeah. I really enjoyed it.
Giving people a little teaser of what to expect at the ball. Yeah. And then finally the team reveal. Love that.
Made that video
on Canva.
That video has been muted by Universal Music Group on TikTok.
Yeah,
oh
I know.
My god, wow.
I saw it on my feed and I was like, why is there no sound? And I was just like, yeah, this was removed because of copyright. And I was like, that's so disappointing.
Oh, and it was a great video.
It was just the trailer for the first movie.
But you imposed the CNS Ball logo. CNS Ball logo, it's really cool. How really did you cool. do that?
So,
I want to address the allegations.
I was originally going to make this on SolidWorks, and then my license expired.
It's not AI generated.
Yeah, it's just an engineering thing. Like, they just made it.
James from Clubs, they're one of the OCMs on the subcommittee.
James Burfield.
James Francis Burfield III. But his friend Edward's an engineer up in Trinity.
Yeah.
That's who designed it.
And he had a license. I was like, yeah, I can do that. I was like, perfect.
And he designed like four or five logos. They're really cool.
Yeah. Did loads of renderings as well. But it's definitely not AI generated.
It is not. Stop asking.
But he's also not an artist. So he's just a fella.
He's just a fella. Yeah.
Just a guy.
He's just an engineer. Like, come on.
He's just a little lad up in Trinity.
Yeah. That's why I was like, I was so tempted. People are like, oh, you know, you should give credit to the artist. Like, it's just an engineer.
Like, we did. He is tagged. The reason it took so long is because it's his personal Instagram, because he's just a guy. We had to ask him for permission to tag his personal Instagram because he's literally just a fella.
Yeah. Yeah, that kind of, I don't know. Just have to wait. I have to make it to the ball now.
Yeah, just gotta make it to the CNS ball.
Date and time of the ball.
21st of March.
Oh.
It's on the Instagram.
And very big news about the ball. It's people's birthdays.
Oh no.
At the ball too.
So many people's birthdays.
So many. Several, in fact.
Yes.
There always has to be one though.
Yeah.
Someone's birthday, like March. I don't understand March. There's so many birthdays
in
March.
There's like a birthday every day in March.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Madness. You're counting back.
We're all
months.
So tired.
I'm a live, awake, alert, enthusiastic. I don't know what you're
talking
about.
You got coffee biscuits.
And like two coffees.
I got a third one. I went to Sicilian's.
Wow. Maybe I should get a coffee. Maybe that would solve
that would
everything.
Heal you. Oh, and as well, since, I don't know, are we near the air?
3 minutes.
Nearly. There's also a special rate for the hotel. If you want a room, give them a call and you'll get the special rate.
Bed and breakfast.
Bed and breakfast. They're not giving us breakfast.
Yeah, we had the meeting today and he was like, you're not getting breakfast, but if anyone else wants a room, they can have it.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
It was kind of...
that was a sound.
That was really...
So give Rochestown a call if you want to stay over. So, and then, you know, don't know, after party.
By Kane's basement.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, 100%.
Huge if true.
But I don't know if they give that rate online, so just give them the call.
Yeah, give them, it's best bets to give a little ring.
Yeah. You can't really text them.
WhatsApp? Viber.
But no.
Viber?
Viber.
Hardly know her.
Oh, okay, thank you so much for coming on to the show today.
Message them on Discord.
Yeah.
Message the Roche Empire Hotel on Slack.
Slack.
On what's the
Google Chats?
What's the
Google
thing? Chats. The slap. What is it from Victorious?
The slap.
Is that it?
Yeah.
Chicago.
It's a city that's exciting. It's a city that's inviting. It's
what's
a
the last song? What's the last song?
The last song to keep on theme with Lego and building Lego flowers at an event next week to play out today's show. This is Build Me Up Buttercup.
Huge.
Massive.
The bell.